Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Two pitchers charged in a federal gambling case are back in court today for a status conference. Emmanuel Classe and Luis Ortiz are relievers for the Guardians, and they face charges that could result to up to 65 years in prison. Reports say Major League Baseball would like to see this resolved before spring training begins in February. Today's status conference could provide the first real indication of whether a plea agreement might be in the works or if a case will go to trial. A shooting at the 42nd Street Port Authority Terminal subway station last night sparked chaos and fear. No one was hurt, but two people are in custody.
Two young guys in a fight about something. The lower level of the terminal near the ACE subway entrance. A single shot was fired, and while nobody was hit, those in the area made a run for it, according to Henny Mack, a subway performer who spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
I saw like a bunch of kids. They was messing around, a bunch of teenagers. They was like wearing all leather or black. They was messing around. It looked like they was having a good time, and then something went off, like a big sound.
Now, the two guys involved were grabbed quickly by cops and taken into custody. As we still await word this morning as to who they are and what charges are going to be involved here. This all going down about 8:30 last night. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
The Trump administration has reportedly fired 8 immigration judges in New York. The New York Times says the 8 judges include Amina Khan, the assistant chief immigration judge who supervises other judges at 26 Federal Plaza. Before this downsizing, roughly 90 immigration judges had been fired across the country this year, including 6 in New York. Some of those fired earlier this year suggest that the administration is targeting those who are considered too lenient and also is trying to create a feeling of fear. Well, now that a lot of us have done some of our holiday shopping, it's time to turn our attention to helping those in need. Today is Giving Tuesday, and there are lots of worthy charities out there. One of them is called Donors Choose, which lets you pick a classroom and donate as little as $1 to cover that class's specific needs. Janine O'Connor is the VP of Engagement and Brand Partnerships at Donors Choose.
We always hope that donors walk away inspired, that they share it with other people, that they're always supporting teachers and students for years to come, because there will always be an opportunity to support a teacher, even if it's going above and beyond the day-to-day paper and pencils.
Those teachers will even write you a thank you note for your help. O'Connor says the website has helped raise millions for teachers in New York and helped get them funding for projects that are important to their classrooms. More than a dozen people have lost their homes after a fire alarm tore through a row of houses in Richmond Hill last night.
Christmas decorations on the porch of one of the attached homes survived this devastating fire that Nadir Minaya woke up to in the middle of the night.
I went to the back and I saw the whole back of my neighbor's house was just in flame. We got out as soon as we could, and then the fire just kept spreading and getting worse.
Hours later, he stood shivering in a cold rain as he waited to hear if he could go back in and get some of his and his parents' belongings.
I mean, my mom has like a serious disease, Huntington's disease, so it's kind of tough. We can't even get her medication.
Minaya and 15 others are now searching this holiday season for somewhere to stay. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Richmond Hill, Queens.
And a fire at a home in North Belmore killed at least 2 pet dogs. The flames broke out at a home on Sacco Place last evening. 3 firefighters were hurt, including 2 who fell through a hole in the first floor. The family of 7 was displaced and is now getting help from Red Cross. The fire does not appear to be suspicious. Officials believe it may have started from a dryer.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.